Now that Missing Links is out, I'm eagerly awaiting all the good Jews to come out and help devise a solution for their criminal counterparts. Something tells me I'll be waiting a very long time before that happens. Those who have actually taken the time to study the Jew should, like myself and so many others before me, come to the realization that the Jew is so vile in its ways that it can nary be called human and seems to be something altogether fictional. Of course, in the infinite and divinely inspired wisdom of the Jew, the so-called chosen people not only claim to be more human than human, but altogether superior to their non-Jewish neighbors. A rabbi offers the following quote, no doubt salivating with typical rabbinical spittle. The difference between Jews and Gentiles are not religious, historical, cultural, or political. They are rather racial, genetic, and scientifically unalterable. The one group is at its very root and by natural constitution totally evil, while the other is totally good. The rabbi finds endorsement by even the highest Jewish leaders. The quote is one of the lighter of its kind amongst the volumes of rabbinical statements that pronounce the inferiority of non-Jewish people. Despite this, somehow there's always some soft-hearted fool ready to defend the Jew, despite their holy books and religious leaders openly speaking of their revolting pomposity and eagerness to molest, rape, steal from, kill, or otherwise abuse Gentiles and our little ones. If Jews have been wrongly persecuted for so long, it seems the good Jew would rapidly stand up to ensure that it is not persecuted or otherwise subject to the same fate as the evil Jew. Certainly, the good Jew would quicken its speech and denouncement of the evil Jew as Gentile law enforcement, if not Gentile armies, soon rapidly rise to quell the infestation. As a multiracial person, I am intimately aware of the behavior of my white and black brethren. Most often, this comes as a reflecting awareness before entering into a crowd. If I should step into a black crowd on a day in which a white man has said something terrible about black people across the Jew-run media, I might notice a measurable decrease in the temperature toward me, as I have light enough skin to be mistaken for a white man at a glance. If I'm with a black man who is speaking in ways that hardly amount to English, dresses like a low-class clown, and a white person has just had something stolen from them, we can bet that he or she will assume the culprit is in my general direction, even if my black accomplice is just a harmless, ignorant twit. My older half-brother, who has much darker skin than myself, held a deep hatred for black behavior. Although he has a genius IQ, never once touched a drug, and certainly never guilty of any crime, nor even in trouble with the law, his fellow blacks, in majority, were a pack of gaggling fools who didn't seem to comprehend nor care what image they made of themselves. My brother was intimately aware of the reflection being given to him by his fellow black people. Certainly, this new so-called black culture was systematically engineered by the Jew, and begins with the Jew inventing the myth of the curse of Ham, pouring alcohol into African communities, dragging the Negro people from their land, and instilling a slave mentality in them. It would not be long before the Jew would come to succeed in teaching white people these new ideas of black inferiority that the white man, as historical fact, never, if only amongst a minute few, held against his black brother in ancient record. With such things noted, if the black man wishes to rise above the propaganda of the Jew, it behooves the man to counter their tactics by being and acting outside of stereotypes and by engendering a rise toward authentic black American culture in his fellow black man. If one is circumspect, you can see that many a black leader, whether a king in media coverage or a local church personality, is working toward strengthening the black community against Jewish-owned media propaganda and the vile work of music spun from Jewish-owned record labels. But where is this so-called good Jew, who will work feverishly against the many bad apples of his race to secure a better idea of Jews in the minds of Gentiles before legions of our men drive them from our lands? We have had Benjamin Friedman and chess champion Bobby Fischer both denounce the Jew before Gentile audiences, but what ocean, if even a tub of Jews, have come forward to propel their words? Friedman and Fischer rejected even being Jews, as they illustrated it as a seeping pustule of vanity, crime, and immorality. All the Jew has to show for is a sewer of anti-Zionist Jews who, in small part, succeed in convincing dupes that only Zionism is the problem and not the criminal and immoral behavior of the Jew. A Zionist is a kind of criminal who promotes the genocidal takeover of Palestine. And it is right to say that all this creature is a person in favor of the existence of Israel. That is the definition of a Zionist. Thus, one can still be a criminal Jew without being a Zionist, without being for the existence of Israel. The Jew who encourages the mutilation of little boys' penises not long after birth, circumcision, the Jew who molests children because their sacred book, the Talmud, says it's condoned, the Jew who cheats a Gentile out of money, the Jew that slaughters Gentiles with hardly a day of punishment from its fellow Jewish judge, is being a Jew, not a Zionist. You can readily find a Jew to preach side by side with you against Israel because it benefits the hive to be in control of dissent against Israel and Jewish behavior. Yet where are all the Jews who will at least stand up and pour forth video, article, and protest against people having to pay a kosher tax on almost every single item in the grocery store, despite the majority of us not being Jewish? Where is the Jew who will tell the Jew-run record labels to stop promoting white musicians who sell their souls for coin and go on to promote and encourage the feminization of white males via the corporate and Jew-engineered genre known as emo? Where is the Jew who will rail against their religiously backed ideas that it is okay, if not preferable, to poison our food and water, to molest little children, to use deception to drive non-Jewish races against each other, to control feminism so that our lovely Gentile women are driven against us? My speech is halted by a shout from someone in the rear who says, "But we have anti-feminist Christina Hoff Sommers." But given that she is a Jewess, merely on a mission to ensure anti-feminism is also controlled by the Jew, she conveniently fails to mention that every single major feminist leader is Jewish, and that it is due to the broader plan of Jews to control Gentiles by division, and that it's not some amazing coincidence. The Jew will never tell you the full story of their control, and there is no excuse for even the common Jew to not be aware of it. As a mixed person, I see the placement of mixed people in society, and I can say with full assurance that mixed people do not hold sway over the world. As humans, we automatically notice the placement of those of similar skin color and physical features in space-time, and I do not see mulatto people running the banks, media, publishing industry, porn industry, or the American government. Anyone who believes that the Jew does not notice the placement of other Jews is a fool. Anyone who preaches that the common Jew is merely unaware of what his brethren are doing is either an imbecile or serving to protect his Jewish masters by helping to claim their innocence. The Jew can plainly see that it is his race, not yours or mine, that controls the political spectrum, just as easily as I would notice if such circles were controlled by people who are mulatto, black, white, or Chinese. People who want you to believe that the Jew does not notice the power and placement of other Jews in society also must submit that they want you to believe that all Jews must be born blind. These people are lying to you. So where is this good Jew that will stand up with us and fight these criminals? Where is the good Jew who will denounce the whole of Jewish crimes and the entirety of the supremacist and immoral religion known as Judaism? I say to you that the good Jew does not exist, because one such as that would cease to be a Jew.
If you would like to help support more videos like this, please send a few dollars via PayPal to forcemultiplication@gmail.com. Thank you for your support.